In the news this week, a teacher is accused of bullying a pupil who refused to acknowledge her classmate's cat identity. The Royal College of Surgeons ditches its support for end-of-life protections. And MPs call for an urgent review of home abortions after a woman killed her unborn child of around 33 weeks. Hello. A teacher has been accused of bullying a 13-year-old girl who challenged the notion that her classmate could identify as a cat. In a recording, two classmates can be heard defending the reality of biological sex following a Year 8 lesson on life education at Rye College.
If you have a vagina, you're a girl. If you have a penis, you're a boy.
Yeah. So.
But cisgender is not necessarily the way to be. You were talking about the fact that cisgender is the norm, that you identify with the gender, that with the sexual organ that you're born with, yeah, or you're weird. That's basically what you're saying, which is really despicable.
After accusing them of spreading homophobia, the teacher then claims their view is invalid and tells them they should move schools.
Even then, because you've got those genes.
How you identity. How you identify. It's not an opinion that we're expressing this school. No, it's not. And if you don't like it, you need to go to a different school.
In response, politicians, including former Home Secretary Priti Patel, criticised radical gender ideology for causing havoc in schools. This left-wing indoctrination of our young people is disturbing and must be stamped out of our schools. The government must put the rights of parents first. Sir Keir Starmer's official spokesman added, "It's clearly ridiculous if you're in a situation where children are not being recognised as children. I think it's fairly obvious what the right approach should be in this case." The Royal College of Surgeons of England has ended its backing for laws protecting some of the most vulnerable people in society from assisted suicide. Despite a poor response to a survey of its members, the RCS Council voted to adopt what it called a neutral position on the issue. 52% of respondents said the college should be supportive of legalising assisted suicide, while 25% said the RCS should oppose doctors being allowed to help patients kill themselves, and 20% favoured a neutral stance. Of all those who responded, 1 in 7 expressed concerns about exposing vulnerable patients to potential coercion or abuse, and 1 in 10 said assisted suicide was against their religious beliefs. Institute Deputy Director Kieran Kelly expressed astonishment at the college's decision to abandon its pro-life position without the overwhelming and unequivocal support of its members. Patients and families dealing with the prospect of death will find this decision profoundly disturbing. Neutrality smacks of ambivalence. The RCS should be resisting those pushing the hopeless agenda of assisted suicide, not caving into their demands. MPs have called for an urgent review of home abortions after a woman obtained pills by pretending she was 7 weeks pregnant. Several MPs backed the reintroduction of in-person consultations to prevent similar cases in the future. Sir Edward Lee told the House of Commons it was warned of such dangers before it voted to allow DIY abortions for women under 10 weeks pregnant.
When we were debating whether it was possible to receive an abortion pill through the post, we warned at the time that there might be a tragic case like this. And now some people in the abortion industry are using this very tragic case to argue there'd be some sort of legal right for abortion up to birth. Given that many babies are surviving at 24 weeks, this is just an obscene and cruel proposal.
Martin Vickers MP also highlighted the lack of attention given to the unborn in such debates.
I always find it distressing when these issues are debated that there is so little concern expressed for the welfare of the unborn child. Yeah. And surely that should be an equal priority with alongside the mother's health.
And finally, in the United States, the governor of Mississippi has declared June 2023 to be Sanctity of Life Month. Tate Reeves, for the second year in a row since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, is encouraging the state's population to celebrate the sanctity of life from the unborn to natural death. Citing Psalm 139, verses 13 to 14, the Mississippi Proclamation states, "We have a firm conviction that each life is precious and each individual is created in the image of God." In signing the document, Governor Tate committed to build and sustain a culture that values the inherent dignity of every individual and restores the wonder of life. Well, that's all for this week. for regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.